Thanks, Kevin. I've got a gentleman on the line with me this morning who is doing a show at Festival Antigonish at the Bauer Theater in Antigonish coming up this weekend. His name is Jiv Parasam. Now, Jiv, you've got a show called Take the Milk Na. Tell me a little bit about this show. Where does this show come from?
Yeah, so it's a show we developed like kind of over a few different years, but it's comes from a couple of different individual kind of storytelling events that I've done. Okay. My buddy Graham used to run this night in Toronto at a bar called the Handlebar down in Kensington Market. So a lot of the stuff that's in this show kind of started to go storytelling nights. But I mean, like in essence, kind of like it starts with it's a story about how I kind of helped to birth a cow, largely speaking.
Like for real, birth the cow?
Well, yeah, yeah. So it's like the piece. It's largely about kind of like Hinduism and kind of like. Well, so I'm Indo-Caribbean. I'm Trinidadian.
Okay.
And I grew up in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, and so there's always been this kind of like, am I Caribbean enough? Am I Hindu enough? Whatever. And then there's this thing, you know, Hindus love cows. So I had the opportunity one time, like when I was back home, to one of the cows was pregnant, so I had the opportunity to try to help, like, actually deliver this calf, which in some ways is like, oh, that's like canonization or something.
Okay, now when you say back home, where were you? Which home? If you were raised in Dartmouth?
Yeah, good point. Yeah, so I was raised in Dartmouth, but back home in this case, I guess just don't call it, but that would have been like back in Trinidad.
Okay,
so most of my family's down there still.
Gotcha. Can you tell me about the cow, or is that part of the show?
Well, that might be a bit part of the show that you need to show up, but I mean, like, I think, like, but let me pick up on what you're saying there, though, about, like, the kind of, like, what back home really means.
Yeah.
Like, so I developed this show when I was in Toronto. These days I'm based out in Vancouver, and so this is actually the first time I get to actually be back home performing my own work. Not that I haven't tried over the years, but it's the first time it's really come together. But, like, you know, this is a big part of what this piece is like, what does that back home mean? Because, like, you know, really outside of the Maritimes, I have this nostalgia for the Maritimes. I have this nostalgia for being back home here.
Yep.
In the Maritimes, I think my family has this nostalgia for back home in Trinidad. And in Trinidad, I think that, like, for generations, my family has the nostalgia of back home, which is India. But we've kind of gone through this long kind of migratory path along the way, and we have a little bit from everywhere, and there's always this kind of like displacement that you feel, I think, as part of that. Like, you never quite feel settled.
I understand that. When you put these stories together and you put together a 90-minute show that's going to be at the Bauer Theater on Friday night and Saturday night, get your tickets through them at Festival Antigonish. What goes into this 90-minute show? Is it 90 minutes of storytelling?
Yeah, you could say that. Storytelling, I think, like, the vibe of it kind of feels like, I wouldn't go straight up like stand-up special or anything,
okay,
but like it's got that feel kind of off the top. It flips a little bit, I would say, around the middle. It starts to get a little bit weird, a little bit more surreal. But it's 90 minutes of just me engaging, like, with the audience. Like, I won't say it's, like, direct audience participation, but there is, like, call and response. There is the people are involved in the process, too. It's kind of like a fun back and forth for a lot of it. Gets a little heavy at points, I think, kind of, like, a lot of, you know, the latter part. Some of it deals with kind of some brown guy and, like, how being a brown guy in Nova Scotia changed after 9/11, I think. Like, so that starts to take kind of a different turn. But it's about, like, you know, so we construct these identities for ourselves, but there's part of me, especially in the Hindu part of me, where the idea of identity itself is what we would consider an illusion. So it's actually what we should be going against. But at the same time, like, I'm trying to make a piece that can actually talk about Hindu identity. It's kind of this double whammy contradiction, because in doing that, I'm actually failing in some ways, but I'm doing that to be recognized for the way I see the world. So it starts to get into, like, a little bit in this kind of, like, cyclical place. But it, at the end of the day, it's mainly like it's a comedic engagement of this stuff. Like, even like the heavier stuff that we get into, and I think it's peppered through with quite a bunch of laughs.
Now, I did read that this show is somewhat rated 14 plus. It's not necessarily a show for kids, and that you do have to be some sort of socially mature to be able to understand some of the themes that go through it. Is this correct?
Yeah, I mean, like, I've definitely had kids younger come see it. We're gearing up for our first showing that's happening this week at Eastern Front before we head out to Antigonish, so down in Dartmouth. That's we're going to be opening our first one to a school show, so high school kids. I think, like, probably a little bit older than that age range. But, yeah, I mean, like, the material, I think, like, if folks are down to have a conversation with younger kids who are coming, I think it's okay. There are a lot of swears, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
So there's that. If you don't like your kids hearing that, I probably would not advise this one. Some stuff gets a little bit, heavy. But I think, like, in the way I look at it is a lot of that stuff that happened to me when I was pretty young, too. So it's not like those things aren't realities for kids. It's just if you're willing to have the conversation, because if you're not, then it might be a little bit, I wouldn't say disturbing, but maybe a bit unsettling, so to speak.
I get it completely, and being able to have those conversations and have those conversations outright. Now, when you do a conversation like this, it sounds like you have a little bit of interaction with your audience. When you do a conversation like this with, 100, 200, 300 people, what type of feedback do you get from people?
Well, you know, it ranges. There's a turn that kind of happens, like, in the show that that is quite controversial, and you know, I've had a lot of people get angry about it. I've had a lot of people really love it. Probably more people really love it than get angry, and definitely a lot of people are affected by it. Which mm-hmm. I know I'm being very vague, but kind of part of it, I suppose. I'm pretty used to people having reactions all over the gamut, and but actually, that's the point for me. Because it's tricky material in some ways, and also the way we deal with it is not, like, the most reverent, so to speak. So I think that onto itself can be a little bit confusing to people. We're getting into stuff that's, like, deals pretty heavily with race and discrimination and otherness. So, but we're doing it through laughter. So that can make people uncomfortable, can make other people very comfortable. But the conversation part of it is, you know, as much as it's in conversation in the piece, it's also, like, after the show, I usually end up talking to people for, like, sometimes hours, just chatting about what their experience was like.
Talking to Jiv Parasham this morning about his show, Take the Milk Nah. Now, what exactly does that mean, Take the Milk Nah?
Yeah. Well, I mean, quite literally, it would just mean take the milk. So it comes from, like, it's basically what I would say a Trinidadian cow is saying, like, when you're not milking it. So it's it actually originally came from, like, you know, we were driving back to Toronto through the snowstorm when I came down to for Christmas to surprise one of my brothers. So we were heading back, and I was with one of my other brothers in the car, and I don't know why, but, like, me and my sister-in-law decided we were just going to start making animal sounds, one of which was a cow, which I do a pretty good cow impression, which is in the show. But then it's like, oh, yeah, but the cow was a Trinidadian accent. So it's what I'm saying is, boy, come take the milk now. And so it's kind of a riff on that. But it does relate a little bit further. Like, we weave it in a little bit further into the show. So there's this thing that that comes from kind of an old saying in kind of Sanskrit lore, I suppose you could say, which says you got to take the poison before you can take the milk, largely speaking. I mean, we'll get into that a little bit more, but what exactly it translates as, but, like, that's the idea, that the milk is actually, in this context, can refer to this thing that we've got, which is we talk about, called the elixir of eternal life, the Amrit, which like, goes way, way back into kind of, like, ancient cosmological history of, like, basically the formation of the universe, turning of what we would call the ocean of milk, and that's where this, like, elixir comes from. It's what gods live forever. That's why, well, we didn't get it for reasons you'll find out.
It's super deep. It's super deep.
It's all over the place, man.
It's happening Friday night and Saturday night at the Bauer Theater in Antigonish. Festival Antigonish is where you want to get your tickets and go see this show. It sounds like a banger of a conversation show.
It'll be a good time. And I did just want to just pass on, I got from Festival Antigonish that they've been having a little bit of a glitch with their ticketing website. So
okay.
Right now, the best way to get tickets, or I think actually the only way to get tickets, is to give them a ring at their box office. That number is 902-867-3333. 902-867-3333.
Yeah.
And they're open between 9 and 3 p.m. on weekdays.
I'll put that up on our Facebook fan page right now, too. Jiv, thank you very much for taking the time today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, too. Yeah.